Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a
singer.
I want to
be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Hello, my little dreamer. Lift up your head, take my head, and walk with me a while. I know you think I've forgotten the promise I made you, but I'll never forsake you. Just believe.
Hello, boys and girls, and hello, Aunt Jewel.
Hello, Starfish. We're so glad to have you this week. And we want to thank all the boys and girls and moms and dads and grandpa and grandma, aunts and uncles, and just people who care, because this is such a special show that we're going to have today. And we want to thank them so much for joining us. And also for Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories on the internet, we want to thank them. And we also want to thank all the boys and girls today for letting us be their special radio service for today, Sunday. And Blake Radio Network also thanks you. This has been a special week.
It really has. And boys and girls, we are truly getting into the spring season.
I know, and especially, it may not seem quite so much because here on the East Coast, it was really cold, but the sun was out bright. And the children that were in the West Coast, it was wonderful weather for them. And Starfish, aren't we supposed to call them in today to let them know that it's time to come in? Because a lot of great things have happened so that the children were all able to play outside.
I know. It is certainly a little chilly here in D.C., but maybe on the West Coast, they're having a great time. But they have to remember, they have to still come in and get ready for their Aunt Jewel's bedtime story.
And they're already
boys
out there
girls.
Playing.
Boys and girls, you must come in.
Oh, it's hard when you're having fun.
I don't think they can hear me. They're having so much fun.
They are. When you're
so
having
many
fun.
To do outdoors.
You are so right, Starfish. When you're having so much fun, it is hard to come inside.
And now there's so many activities that you could bring outside that you may have done indoors because of the weather.
Right. I wonder, do you hear them outside playing? Do they sound like they're having fun? I don't
they
know.
They really do. I'm going to call them in.
I think that's a good idea.
Boys and girls, please come in. Come on, boys and girls. I know you run to play outside. But tomorrow's another day, and you'll be able to do it.
Oh, Starfish, do you hear them playing? I don't think they want to come inside.
It doesn't look like they're coming in anytime soon, but boys and girls, we must stay to our routine.
They're still trying to determine who wants to play. Get on in here, boys and girls.
Come on, boys and girls. Come on out.
It's time.
They come in, and they're all ready to do their bedtime routine here on Jules Radio Show.
And they need to hear that list because
exactly.
I think they have been so busy. Let's hear it, boys and girls. Here it is. Starfish, that was so good to be able to play that because it's so important to be able to have a routine because without a routine and without knowing what to be able to do, you are so confused. And when you're confused because you're not sure what to do, it creates all kinds of very uneasy feelings like, what comes next? What do I do here? And how do you know if you haven't forgotten anything?
Exactly. By having that routine, it starts to become ingrained in your memory.
Right, because even babies, and I know that even Clarity Sky, and I met her daddy, Quincy, and he said that if she does not have that bottle, or if she doesn't lay down at a certain time and in a certain way, she doesn't even know that it's time to sleep. So that's her clue to know it's time to go to bed. Or boys and girls, maybe you out there, when you see your mommy grab that special blanket, you know it's time to pick out your PJs and it's bedtime.
Exactly.
But we know on the East Coast, it's darker here, and so they're getting ready to go to bed. So all of the things that they're doing might be a little bit different than the West Coast because it's very early. And we are just bringing you in just to give you a break before you go right outside. And Starfish, if they fall asleep, well, that's okay.
It certainly is, because we know we did our job.
Definitely. And I just want to say, before we get into our routine of some of the things that we would like to do, I would like to say congratulations to two favorite people that I saw today have their first communion, and that was Cameron and Michaela. They look so special with their white dress and their white outfit on, and having all of their family and friends come to them and all the gifts that they received.
That's so very special to have your first communion.
It was, and to know everything that you had to do, that was something. And they had, of course, their brothers there, Jordan and Jason. They were there to give them support with grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and friends. It was a very exciting day. And we also had a birthday. She's 1 year old from Clarity Sky. One, boys and girls. Do you remember when you turned one?
Do you remember, boys and girls? I know you probably had an enjoyable time.
They did. I'm sure they did. Being able to do anything and everything that you do is always so funny and precious. I want to also say hello to Justin and Bella and Casey and Ashley and Duncan out there in California. Thank you for coming in and joining in our fun, because this is going to be a very special show. I know also, boys and girls, that we have a song, and I'm not sure that it's ready yet, but it's called The Parent's Prayer. Should we listen to that right now, Starfish?
Okay.
Lots of things are happening this week, boys and girls. And that's why our show was The Precious Fears, because when you're not really sure what's going on, it definitely makes you real concerned and real nervous. And if you don't even know, that even makes you just as uneasy. That's why we also tell you when your bath time, what you need to do, getting that toothbrush, getting that favorite rubber ducky, we let you know so that you're ready, and it makes it eases you, makes you feel comfortable. Are you ready, Starfish?
We're getting there.
With this song is by Amy Rose, and it's The Parent's Prayer. This was a time that made those precious fears become very real and very personal. And it was okay, because everyone reacted very different. And that's okay with how you react, just to make sure that you let someone know if you don't feel comfortable or you're not sure of something, to go to your mommy and daddy to let you know that you are safe, because they are there with you. And parents make you feel so safe. And also, so does your teacher. They will tell you certain things to be able to do. And even when you go to bed at night, having that special pillow or your favorite PJs, that also makes it wonderful. And even sometimes, you might even have that night light on, because a lot of parents were feeling pretty uneasy this week in Boston. And that's one of the things that we want to be able to help you. And even, boys and girls, even if you weren't in Boston, you may have known or even seen it in TV what is actually happening. But we want to let you know that your mommy and daddy are there and are going to make you safe. And that's why it's always so important to be with them and have the hugs and kisses. And then if you're afraid, it's okay, boys and girls, to let your mommy know that you're okay. And you can even get a piece of paper and draw how you feel. That is also a very good idea. Get those special crayons that you have and draw what is going on inside you. And that will tell everyone how your feelings are. So those are some very special tips on being able to find out exactly what's going on with you. So boys and girls, with that, I have a little mouse, and he has fears too. And let's hear about what type of fears he has. He's a little mouse, and he has a big book of fears. Because maybe this might help you to be able to identify or know what your fears are. Well, this little book is written by Emily Gravett, and it is Simon & Schuster book. And the mouse says, "I'm scared of creepy crawlers, especially spiders, and there is a fear of spiders, too. There's also a fear of insects. I worry about what's under my bed, and I wonder, boys and girls, if that's something that you have a fear of, the fear of monsters, but you know that your mommy and daddy and grandpa and Nana are right there for you. So you have a fear of going to bed, and that's why Starfish and I try to do all kinds of things to make it you feel very comfortable in doing and going to sleep. And also there's a fear of knives, because they get so edgy and you might not want them near you because they're so sharp. So did you know, boys and girls, if there was this many fears? There's also the fear of bathing, and that's why we play the songs Rubber Ducky, to help you feel very comfortable when you go into the bathtub, because the rubber ducky's there, as well as all of the bubbles, and you can play all types of games with it. And did we mention water while you're there? Yes, some people do have a fear of it, and some people even have a fear of being in the toilet because they might think that they might get sucked in, or the drain, or flushed down. Oh, boys and girls, we are there to make sure that that doesn't happen. And there, just like the mouse, he worries about having accidents. So sometimes he doesn't want to do anything because he's afraid that there may be a large accident. And that's why we have you buckle up and in your seatbelt to make sure that you are safe. And he's alarmed by loud noises, because that makes him also feel afraid. What is happening? And he says, "I don't like being alone in the dark." And that's why we have mommy and daddy and sometimes even nightlights. And it's okay if you want a nightlight this week. It's fine. Your mommy and daddy might want one too. "And I'm scared of getting lost." Oh, yes, that's why you have to be very close and very careful when you go with your mommy or daddy anywhere, because you don't want to get lost, because that is a very uncomfortable feeling. And there's also the fear of heights. Being so high, let me come down. Because it does make some birds, makes them feel kind of twitchy. And guess what? You're right. Some people do feel very nervous about being around birds because they want to make sure that they're not eating. And that's what the mouse, he says, that he feels. And even some boys and girls get nervous when they're near dogs or petrified when they see cats. "I'm afraid of nearly everything I see." Now, there are some people that are afraid of everything they see. Everything frightens them. "But even though I'm very small, I'm even afraid of my shadow. And there are some people who are afraid of mice, me. Boys and girls, fears go all over the place. You can have a fear of all types of things. So I'm just letting you know that it definitely is okay to be able to have those fears, because you know that your mommy and daddy are right there to make you feel really very comfortable. The end.
Wow. Fear is something that is very scary, and it may seem like it's so big that you can't even control it, and you don't know how to contain it. But knowing that you're safe and sound with your mommy or daddy or even big sister helps ease the fear. So, boys and girls, there are different ways to take care of your fear. As Aunt Jewel said, sometimes it may be fear of the dark. Sometimes you may be scared of what's under the bed when you're going to sleep. Nighttime is often associated with fear. It seems scary for children. But have no fear. You have to understand and know that everything's going to be all right.
Yes, oh, okay.
One tip would be to face that fear. Know that it's not going, it's just in your imagination. And you can achieve it. And by making your appearance, if you make the environment for your child less scary and maybe having things that are in the room that may not have a shadow or things that your kid gets excited about, that can be a way of injecting a nighttime bedtime story. So, I am super excited about what we have in store for the evening. And boys and girls, I can't wait to hear from you. So, if you do ever want to call in, and we want to hear your stories, what's your favorite story? What story do you read to your grandma or grandpa? Call in at 914-338-0695 on Lake Radio Rainbow Soul. So let's play a song before I start my story. We're talking about not being afraid of dark. And I'm excited to read my story called Mommy in My Pocket. But, boys and girls, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the dark.
I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. That monster underneath my bed, it's just a box of clothes. And that creature in my closet, he's got a long sleeve for a nose. What I once thought were scary things, well, turned out not to be. Remember that monster outside my window? It's just a silhouette of a tree. Well, I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark.
Now it's true, I must confess, well, I used to be afraid of scary sights and spooky sounds my imagination made. I'm lying in the darkness, but I can see the light. Nothing's gonna harm me in the middle of the night, because I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. Rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. I learned things the hard way. Take advice from me. Before you go and throw away another night of peaceful sleep, hop in bed and say your prayers. Kiss your dad and mom. Don't forget to ask them before they leave. Could you leave the night light on?
I know, boys and girls, you probably have told your mommy the same thing, that you wanted to make sure that that night light was on so that you can know that you're the only person beside your teddy bear that's in the bed with you. You don't want to see the big shadow coming over there, and is it going to creep up on you? No, it's not. So it was great to hear that I'm Not Afraid of the Dark song. So are you ready, boys and girls? Because we have a lot of different books that we'd like to share for you. This will help ease a lot of those precious fears that you may have this particular week, because a lot of people were on edge.
Yes, they were. So I'm going to read Mommy in My Pocket.
That sounds like a really good idea to be able to have. Can you imagine having your mother in your pocket and you are the one that control her?
I know, that is a very funny sight. This book is written by Carol Hunt Dendoraki, and the illustrator is Hiro Nakata. The publisher is Hyperion Books. When school begins, that one fall day, I'll miss my mommy in every way. I could put mommy's picture in a locket, but I would love to take her in my pocket. What if I saw a shooting star fall and wished for my mommy to be small? Into my pocket I tuck mommy just right, not too tight. Safe in my pocket she would be, then off to school, my mommy and me. All day long we would never part. Mommy in my pocket, near my beating heart. Mommy and I would have lunch at noon, sharing chicken soup with my favorite spoon. I'd whisper softly as the day went on, I'm so happy you're here with me, Mom. At playtime, I would run about, watching my pocket so Mommy wouldn't fall out. Then school would end for Mommy and me. Time to go home to our family. I would love every day to be just like this. Mommy in my pocket would be my wish. Yet, when school starts, I know I'll be okay, because the love in Mommy's hug and kiss will stay with me all day. The end.
That would be better than even having your doll or your teddy bear with you, to be able to have your mommy snuggle right in your pocket. You could go on the slide and you could go on the swing and she'd be right there. So if anything happened, she would be right there to make sure that you're okay.
I know. Can you imagine mommy in my pocket?
That would make me feel so comfortable. She would be just like a doll. She would have to be. So, do we have any other special songs?
What song would you like to hear, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, I would like to hear the Parents' Prayer, or even Carry Me, or one of those would be fine.
Okay, Aunt Jewel.
It's been a very special week.
Well,
it brought everyone together. It brought everyone together.
Certainly did.
And are you ready, boys and girls? Are you starting to yawn? Are you getting a little tired?
That's certainly special that the little character in my book wished upon a star, because that's what we do here at Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. So sometimes you do need a wish.
Ooh, but I die and die, but I do sky and day.
Martin, Who's the king? Everybody, 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 get to wake up and dream.
Okay. We'll go to the kissing hand, and that is Dreaming by Audrey Penn, and it's written by Audrey Penn and illustrated by Ruth Harper and Nancy Leake. The publishing is Tanglewood Press. Now, this is going to be about raccoons, boys and girls. Can you imagine that raccoons even have friends? And they have their mommy and daddy, too. So let's find out, what does Chester the raccoon have in common with you? Well, Chester raccoon stood at the edge of the forest and cried. "I don't want to go to school," he told his mother. "I want to stay home with you. I want to play with my friends and play with my toys and read my books and swing on my swing. Please, may I stay home with you?" Hi, boys and girls, I bet you probably never said that to your mommy. You've always wanted to get ready and go. Well, Mrs. Raccoon took Chester by the hand and nuzzled him on the ear. "Now, sometimes we all have to do things we don't want to do," she told him gently, "even if they seem strange and scary at first. But you will love school once you start. You'll make new friends, and you'll play with new toys, and you'll read new books, just like what you're hearing at Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, boys and girls." Well, let's hear what Mrs. Raccoon has to say. "Well, you get to swing on new swings. And besides," she said, "I know a wonderful secret that will make you night at school seem as warm and cozy as your days at home." Well, Chester wiped away his tears and he looked interested. "A secret? What kind of a secret?" "A very old secret," said Mrs. Raccoon. "I learned it from my mother, and she learned it from hers. It's called the kissing hand." "The kissing hand?" asked Chester. "What's that?" "Well, I'll show you." Mrs. Raccoon took Chester's left hand and spread open his tiny fingers into a fan. So, boys and girls, could you do that same thing? Put your hand up and spread your fingers really wide. And then she leaned forward and she kissed Chester's hands right in the middle of his palm. Now, Chester felt his mother's kisses rushing from his hand into his arms and into his heart. Even his silky black mass tingled with a special warmth. Because, boys and girls, you know that raccoons wear that little black mask over their face. Now, Mrs. Raccoon, she smiled. "Now," she told Chester, "whenever you feel lonely and need a little loving from home, just press your hand to your cheek and think, 'Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you.' And that very special kiss will jump up to your face and fill you with toasty, warm thoughts." So, boys and girls, while maybe you've been a little nervous this week, just spread your fingers out, because your mommy has already kissed that, and put it up to your cheek, and that'll make you feel so comfortable, and you'll know that your mommy is right there with you. Now, she took Chester's hand and she carefully wrapped his finger around the kiss. "Now, do be careful not to lose it," she teased him. "But don't worry, when you open your hand and wash your food, I promise the kiss will still stick." Did you think of that, boys and girls? That if you washed your hands, would it wash away? Well, Chester loved his kissing hand. Now he knew his mother love would go with him wherever he went, even to school or even to church. Now that night, Chester stood in front of his school and looked thoughtful. Suddenly, he turned to his mother and grinned. "Give me your hand," he told her. Now Chester took his mother's hand in his own, and he unfolded her large familiar finger into a fan. Next he leaned forward and he kissed the center of her hand. He did it to her. Now boys and girls, now you know, normally we go to school during the day, but raccoons go to school at night because that's the only time that they come out. "Now you have a kissing hand," he told her. And with a gentle "goodbye, I love you," Chester turned and he danced away. Now Mrs. Raccoon watched Chester scrambled across a tree limb and enter school. Now, as the hoot owl rang in the new school year, she pressed her left hand to her cheek and she smiled. The warmth of Chester's kiss filled her heart with special words. "Chester loves you," he sang. "Chester loves you." Now all of the animals were all on the tree. The rabbit, the fox, the raccoon, the squirrel, the mouse. A lot of them. Now hold your hand up, boys and girls. And guess what? It says, "I love you." Give it a kiss. "I love you."
That's so special.
It is. So that's what I think that a lot of the boys and girls can do, because we've had such a very special week and it was really scary, but it brought everyone together because that makes everyone feel really good. Are we having a little difficulty with any of the songs?
Well, Jill, we're going to have to play different ones because we're just going to do that.
Okay. So we want to make sure that the boys and girls are all very comfortable in their bed, and they might want to hear a song because this is the best time when mommies and daddies see their child getting ready to go to sleep. They're yawning so much. Their eyes
exactly.
are getting heavy.
Yes, so let's talk about nap time. Nap time.
And sometimes when you're taking a nap, you may have your fears that come about because the lights are out. You can have those fears anytime, whether it's during the day or evening. And here on Octuel's Bedtime Story, we're talking about how to get over those fears. Now, I'm going to read another poem, actually, called 4 o'clock Friday by John Foster. And the publisher is Oxford University Press. Are you ready, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, yes, I am.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm home at last. Time to forget the week that passed. On Monday and break, they stole the ball and threw it over the wall. On Tuesday afternoon in games, they threw mud at me and called me names. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, they trampled my books on the floor. So Miss kept me in because I was sore. On Thursday, they laughed at me after the test because my marks were lower than the rest. But boys and girls have no fear. I am courageous and I am here, and I believe in myself.
That's good, because at the end, that's what's really important. And it wasn't really comfortable for that the teacher didn't help. The teacher just didn't say anything to the boys and girls for doing all the things that happened to him, even when he got teased for having such low grades. But he probably wasn't feeling very good about himself.
No, he wasn't.
So, boys and girls, are you getting ready? Are you falling asleep? Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier? For some of the kids, they've already gone to sleep. Bella's already gone to sleep. She tried to stay up, but it was really very hard for her to stay up. She always tries to do that. And I think that we should play the song Just Like a Star for Kareem Bailey-Ray for those boys and girls that are going to sleep. And we want to thank everyone for coming to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story with looking at Precious Fears, and also with Blake Radio Network joining us. So, are you ready, Starfish, to hear Just Like a Star, Corina Bailey-Ray?
Oh, yes.
Boys and girls, whenever you feel that you have the fear, remember that kiss that is in the center of your hand that your mom gave
just
you.
Just like a star across my sky.
That's right with you.
Just like an angel.
Put it up to your cheek.
You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue. Do it all the time, blowing out.
all the people in Boston now feeling safe, and we also want to give our warm thoughts to the people in Texas. Again, Starfish, I think we've put a lot of children, and including some of the parents, fast asleep.
I wonder why it is.
Out there, even in California, even on the West Coast, you've already fallen asleep, even though the sun is still out. You'll be full of energy tomorrow. Thank you once again for joining us.
We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the
sky. Good night.
You have appeared to my life.
Good night, Starfish.
Feel like I'm
You'll be in that warm ocean.
Just like a song in my heart.
With the moonlight.
Just like oil on my hand.
Good night, Papa.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.